Welcome to our podcast. I am Linda Messer. My husband Ron and I invite you to join us in our weekly broadcast of A New Voice of Freedom. Welcome to Season 5 of A New Voice of Freedom, written by Ronald Keith Messer. This podcast is taken from a series of books written under the banner In Defense of Christianity. Podcast 32, Argument for the Existence of God, Episode 31, is entitled Principle of Opposition, B.
Satan is by nature without law. He hates law. He hates God. He hates everything God stands for. Satan is eternally under the penalty of the laws of God. The apocalyptic apostle John described the fate of Satan very well.
Revelation 20:1-3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season.
There are two sets of laws, temporal laws and spiritual laws. The greatest battle we face on earth is the natural man versus the spiritual man. It is the epic struggle of man to win the war over himself, to have his spiritual desires overcome his natural desires. The Ten Commandments define that war clearly.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet.
Those all represent the natural man. The two great commandments, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and love thy neighbor as thyself, represent the spiritual man. Only on earth can that battle take place. Only on earth can we kill, commit adultery, steal, lie, or covet. We have earthly lusts, and we covet earthly things. In the Sermon on the Mount, Christ tries to turn our hearts to spiritual things.
Matthew 5:3-11. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are all they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men do revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake.
But opposition does not exist just between temporal laws and spiritual laws. Opposition exists within spiritual laws. We see that in the two greatest opposites of all, the law of justice versus the law of mercy. The law of justice represents perfect order. Justice is why there is something rather than nothing. Order rather than disorder. Law rather than lawlessness. Life rather than death. Creation rather than maximum equilibrium. God is creator because his laws are perfect. The laws of God represent the very nature of God. Temporal and spiritual laws represent the greatest evidence of intelligent design there is. Just as matter and energy self-exist, intelligence self-exists. We are all intelligences. God, the greatest intelligence of all, organized self-existing matter. But first, he organized law. Law came first. Order followed. Without law, the universe could not come into being. Without law, we could not be governed, sanctified, resurrected, preserved, or protected by law. The greatest gift of God is law. only because of law is there good and evil. You often speak of paradox. I know, of course, that paradox exists when two things appear to be contradictory, but both are nevertheless true. Why is Christianity so filled with paradox? Paradox exists because temporal and spiritual laws exist, and because good and evil exist. They are at odds with one another. God is perfect, but we aren't. When Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they fell under the condemnation of the law of justice. The law of justice is not made of many laws. It is one law that governs all other laws. One is either inside the law of justice, at one with the law of justice, or one is outside of the law of justice. And once outside the law of justice, one is outside forever, unless there's a Savior, because justice cannot bring you back. Justice must be satisfied at all costs, otherwise all creation would unravel and God himself would cease to be God. Christ is the ultimate epic hero. He conquered Satan in the wilderness. He suffered for sins he never committed in Gethsemane, so that blood came from every pore. He died on the cross at Calvary, and he arose from the dead, leaving the tomb empty. He purchased us with his own blood. However, even Christ, the greatest of all, could not redeem us in our sins. He could only save us from our sins if we met the conditions placed upon the law of mercy by the law of justice. Mercy can satisfy the demands of the law of justice, but mercy cannot cheat justice. Disobey law and you inherit chaos and captivity. The great opposites are order and chaos, God and Satan, good and evil. Those opposing forces symbolize the potential of man. We measure mortality by entropy, but everything with God is eternal. There is no end, just as there was no beginning. We can either become more like God or more like Satan, the one on the one hand, the other on the other. But it is here, in this mortal life, that we must choose our course for eternity. For only here on earth do we experience the opposition necessary to gain eternal life with God. With agency comes accountability for our actions. Christ met the conditions of the law of justice. We must meet the conditions of the law of mercy, which are love the Lord with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. On earth, of course, we are subject to the independent laws of our world, which limit our freedom and agency. We cannot rise any higher than the laws we obey, and we can only obey those laws, whether temporal or spiritual, that God has assigned to this world. However, we are eternal beings with infinite potential. Life continues beyond the grave, where we will be assigned the new set of laws. Where we are at any given point on the cosmic continuum is by choice. At present, we are limited by the laws of this world.
1 Corinthians 13:9-10. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Ultimately, it all depends upon Jesus Christ, the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In John, we read, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.